There's a push to impose a health tax on foods high in sugar, things like soft drinks. In an article in the latest volume of Nature, health commentators in the United States say that sugar is as damaging to public health as alcohol, and it should be taxed to discourage consumption. Adam Harvey filed this report.
It's no secret that a lot of sugar isn't good for you, but some health researchers in the US say it's so bad that it should be taxed just like cigarettes or alcohol. In the Nature article, authors like the University of California's Robert Lustig argue that a key component of added sugar, fructose, is deadly. Too much of it leads not just to obesity, but also to liver toxicity and other chronic diseases. Professor Karen O'Day is the director of the Sansom Institute for Health Research.
If you're not overeating, that's fine, but if you're overconsuming, it just gets converted very efficiently into fat, and it's associated long-term with insulin resistance and the conditions associated with that, such as metabolic syndrome, when it's part of an excessive diet.
Professor O'Day says that, like most things, sugar isn't a problem when taken in moderation. But it's hard to be moderate.
We have energy-dense, concentrated calories, and it makes it very easy to overconsume. And when we drink calories, we don't actually register it as food. We add it on to what we're eating.
A tax might work, says Leonie Siegel, the Foundation Chair of Health Economics and Social Policy at the University of South Australia.
One of the purposes of that sort of policy is it encourages producers to reduce the sugar content of products. So it actually has a dual effect, and it changes what's available to the consumer to buy.
Professor O'Day is in favour of a tax on products with high amounts of added sugar, like soft drinks.
These foods are very sensitive to the price, and so if you do raise the price, people consume less.
But Dr. Alan Barclay from the Australian Diabetes Council says a tax on soft drinks might work in the United States, but it's just not necessary here.
Partly because, we already tax certain high sugar foods, soft drinks, for example, and confectionery. They weren't exempt from the GST, unlike the core foods. And secondly, because although there is some evidence that sugar consumption in general and fructose consumption in particular is going up in the United States, the opposite's actually occurred in Australia. Sugar consumption peaked just after World War II and has been going down ever since.
Dr. Alan Barclay ending that report from Adam Harvey.